So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is almost July 4th, of course, Independence Day, Dom Giordano's show. So it's like a semi-holiday already. But Akeem Jeffries, you talk about a knockoff brand. You talk about the store brand tagging in for Cory Booker. Man, Booker was at least entertaining. Had some drama, you know, the Spartacus. He's got all that going. Akeem Jeffries. Oh, well, wait a minute. The other woman looks like she has the glasses. Might be sunglasses, too. I can't quite see. They're giant glasses next to him. Why is everybody wearing sunglasses there behind Akeem Jeffries? How much napping's going on? They're standing up now. I'm not sure if he did something that's rousing them with this now 8-hour speech that he's been involved in. The minority leader. All right. Now, I think they're applauding because he must be ending. It's the only thing I can think of. Will we see the big, beautiful bill voted on during this show? All right. 855-839-1210. Now, tomorrow, I hope to get over there. Remember the big fight over the July 4th parade in White Marsh Township? Remember that whole thing? I just want to go over there for a few minutes tomorrow. Where's our friend, listener, who had the petition drive? It looks like things kick off at 10 o'clock, as I understand it, at the fire department. Then it goes to Miles Park, where they have a lot of nice stuff. And apparently, it's a fabric of the community. So is there going to be just like an excessive presence there? Or do they realize their mistake? And it's a great event, great time, July 4th. No need to have, you know, all this trepidation that we went through. What a story. That's one of my top 10 stories of this year. Here locally, the craziness of that. Witnessing these people at their town hall, some of the stuff they were saying, and the residents appalled. So good for them. Tomorrow, it looks like it kicks off at 10 o'clock. If you're going, you can let us know, and I'll be on tomorrow. My annual big list, and I've really changed it. You will not believe my top 10, and this often gets antagonism. You know, it's easy to put George Washington at the top of the top 10 founding fathers. But then where do you go after that? And you probably know I have antagonism toward Ben Franklin, a weird thing, but true.
That is an odd thing. I feel like no one's ever said
well,
that.
It's because they don't like all the other founding fathers. He's the cool founding father. He can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I did Inside Story, and the joke, the constant joke, Ben Franklin was there, was what a womanizer he was. Now, usually, that's something we hold against, and we talk about these guys, but if it's Franklin, well, it's kind of okay. That's where my antagonism comes in. So tomorrow, I'll give you the big list, maybe around 11 o'clock, and we'll go from there. But it always gets people that are really on top of history calling in on it. And what about this guy? What about that? I mean, I am just looking at amazement at Akeem Jeffries now. He's feeling his inner Cory Booker. At least Booker, it had the grand drama of it. He's got that going on, the theatricality. This guy is just a guy with a New York accent saying the same thing time after time. But is this effective? Are they trying to shake some of the Republican voters? You know, get some of them to reconsider, going back and forth, just tire everybody out. And it's hard for me to know the rule on this section of it. But it looks like if it's in within the rules, why not continue to just talk? You know, why end it at any point? If you're true to the cause, you ought to be able, they can serve you dinner there. You can put on your pajamas, you know, and stand there. What are the time? Does somebody come in? I've always wondered with these things and say, nope, you've broken the rules of the filibuster. And you have to stop now. You can't continue to talk.
Is there a referee on the floor there?
Well, the parliamentarian. That woman will come out. That's okay. It, the referee. She ought to have a referee shirt on so we know she is when she goes in. But, Henry, apparently there are rules. It has to be continuous. Well, who determines that? You know, can you step aside to go to the bathroom? Where can you do that? I think Rand Paul had a little bottle beneath him when he did it. I don't know about Booker. I didn't read his methodology of dealing with that. But I'm telling you, we could have talk show tryouts, and we could easily do this. And the thing is, we wouldn't have to have speeches written down. We would just go through the memory banks of the things we've said over the course of time.
Yeah.
I think I could do...
Trip down memory lane would work.
Yeah, down memory lane. I think I could do 5 hours on just all the weird, the feuds and the stuff that's happened. The great gravy sauce. I think we could do an hour.
At least.
At least an hour. Go after those sauce people. I am amazed, though, that they're doing this. But I, in a political sense, I endorse it. It makes your base feel you're doing something. And who knows? Does it break something loose with these Republicans who are weak on this? Can they actually delay it past July 4th? Now, that I don't see how that's going to work. But making people miserable, they want to get out of there too. Some of them haven't slept or whatever. Man, you do this with Fetterman. And I think Fetterman stalking down the aisle and coming to them. Remember he said, I want to be at the beach. I don't want to be here.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, there's no way all these people want to be here.
Oh,
they're
no,
like, come on, dude. Let's wrap it up. Yeah. I want to go to the beach house.
Yeah, exactly right. A number of them, that's exactly what they're saying, Henry.
Like the parliamentarian. You don't think she's sitting there?
Oh, no.
Like,
that
stewing.
Woman does want to be there. She wants to. Now's her
this
moment.
This is her vacation.
I'll tell you who else wants to be there. That Chad Pergram guy. Oh, God. You talk about like a snit on Fox News. Well, you know that rule, Brett, you didn't have it exactly right. There's another subsection here. All these arcane rules. Okay, let's go to Chef Dave here, and then we'll play you coming up, Alfonso Ribeiro, who is headlining, leading tomorrow night the Capitol 4th, which is much better than Philadelphia. I mean, what are you going to watch? I watched that Philadelphia thing. I'll tune in and out. You remember the 1 year, was it Nicki Minaj? That they just had to bleep like 2 straight minutes of. And again, I don't care, but how do you own Philadelphia? Have you noticed, Henry, we're not on nationally. They don't cut to Philadelphia for a half hour, hour. And the reason is because it has nothing to do with July 4th.
Why would they? We're, what, 83rd or whatever?
Well, 87th.
87th? Yeah, even worse. I think Anchorage, Alaska was 83rd.
Toledo's right there with us. Chef Dave in Oakland. Hey, Chef, welcome in.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's great. Paul Newman said it's his favorite movie ever, his role.
Yeah, well, when Paul Newman gets the one goalie off by what he says that we can't say, and then when the Hanson, when the Hanson brothers come, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, the goalie part's classic.
Oh, yeah.
But my favorite part is the toy scene when Steve Hansen goes, the fans are blowing their horns at me, and Jeff, and me and Jeff are jumping up and down yelling, kill, kill, kill. The other team's going, holy crap, they brought their blanking toys with them.
Yeah, the glasses, the touch, whoever choreographed the film, tremendously well done.
Story.
Yeah. It is. Very well done. Thank you, Dave. That's a good one. Let's put that one down, too, without a doubt. All-time sports film. And give us the line or the scene, if you would. And if you've seen F1, Brad Pitt, that's what drove this. Is that a sports film? Well, sort of. It's in that genre. All right, coming up, Alfonso Ribeiro. What a gentleman. What a nice guy. I talked with him the other day to tell us, what are they doing at the Capitol? Now, we used to get Gary Sinise on. Great guy, too. Why do they have a better shot at July 4th than Philadelphia? We have the most historic, square block area there, big blocks. You know, not too far from me. People come from all over the world. Why is that not featured in it? Now, their excuse is, they say, well, we have 10 days of July 4th. Yeah, but when it comes to the big festival, what they're saying is Philadelphia would never put up with country music. Or the military, anything like that. That sucks. Where's Pitbull? Who's the headliner this year, Henry? Do you happen to know?
Let me look that up.
Yeah, last year, I think it was Demi Lovato. And again, you mean to say you can't mix in anything that remotely says July 4th, what it's all about? Nope. We don't want to hear that. This is just a free party. It's not about any of that stuff. We don't care about it. We hate it even. I mean, the average Democrat's not a fan of the Founding Fathers, the documents. They just want to get around them. And here in Philadelphia, they certainly do. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Coming to your calls. Great meme out there. You have Hakeem Jeffries blathering on, and to his, that would be to his left, you have Trump playing a flute or a recorder in front of him as he blathers on. A great meme up on Twitter. You'll see more of them, but it looks particularly good. Blah, 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 blah. But it's smart for Democrats. You know, these people, this just shows how much they lose. They have nothing else to do. I would say I'm a big fan of the run out the clock thing. Let's see who's going to cave in here first. I'm sure Vegas is doing it over and under. How many more hours can Hakeem Jeffries continue when he's already out of stuff?
Yeah, I've got that video of the Hakeem Jeffries and Trump playing.
Oh, okay. You got that up on
YouTube.com/1210WPHT.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Now, my all-time favorite meme of a political sort, I don't know that it can be beaten. When Christie sat in that chair, because he's so humongous, at the beach chair, and they kept on putting it into various things, like they're in the White House with big time, you know, fancy stuff. Christie's plopped there in the beach chair with it. Or Bernie with the mittens.
Yeah.
But I like the Christie with the beach chair was just enormous. On the strike, in which we've been giving you, hopefully, some hilarious coverage. Do you know that the water is safe in Philadelphia? The medical examiner's office now, they're concerned because they, I'll read right from NBC 10, WPVI. City of Philadelphia is seeking a court order to get striking medical examiner's office workers back on the jobs. The city has filed an injunction because they can't retrieve dead bodies, experiencing delays in picking up the bodies of the deceased. An example of the problem could be seen Thursday morning in Germantown. 19-year-old man died after being shot at 5:47 a.m., but many hours later, oh my God, even for Philadelphia, even for these clowns, you clowns, get the water guy over there. So Henry, he's shot. They know he's dead. He's lying in the street for hours, dead. And everybody's afraid to retrieve the body because the union would not like it. The chief medical examiner said that unrecovered bodies present a potential risk to public health. A rocket scientist. The strike could also lead to a delay for bodies to be released from the morgue to grieving families. You know, I get it. The union's got to make pressure to get what they want. Yeah, and all, the whole thing. Here in Philadelphia, you mean to say they couldn't scoop that body up? Nope, that's a medical examiner thing. The union will come down on you. The police are there. Hours, it says. Grieving families, wanting to get on with the funeral, whatever. Nope. Can't do that. How in the world does the city of Philadelphia let these critical operations like water, dead bodies, the 911 calls, you know, the trash and all that? I get it. It's critical, but you can work around it for a period of time. How do they let them have this power? Because they're in on it. Because they're all in the same thing. Meanwhile, I have a report out there in Bensalem. Henry, is that true? They're erecting a giant wall? Or is that unreported? We're not exactly sure.
Let me confirm the...
Mayor Joe,
verify that one.
Can you confirm that you're erecting a wall? What would be the dividing line there between Bensalem? 95, or Roosevelt Boulevard, what does it turn into there? Around the casinos, because of Philadelphia wanting to bring their trash there. Watch it, Mayor. There's no medical examiner's office. They may bring other things. What kinds of city walking around touting itself? And see, this is why I'm the contrarian when it comes to a place like Philadelphia. How can you always run down the city? How can you not? 19-year-old killed in this heat, et cetera, lying in the street, and they can't move it. By the way, it looks like Maxine Waters hit to Tom Maher for coining that. Looks like Maxine Kerosene Waters is giving aid and comfort and might be ready to tag in here if necessary. Oh, man, now we're bringing out the big guns. Hakeem might be getting tired, and Maxine Waters is standing there in a position where no one else is.
I feel like they really have closed in on him. Like they're,
yes, yeah, they're it's like they're going to lay hands on him. Yeah. The woman with the sunglasses is readjusting the glasses. Oh, my goodness. And they're all nodding their heads about Trump. oh, my goodness. All right, here is Alfonso Ribeiro joining me. And this is all that I do think that what they're doing tomorrow night in Washington is the way July 4th should be celebrated, not what's being done in Philadelphia. This is a good guy who is the headliner, the host. Here's what he said. Hey, Alfonso, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us about...
How are you?
Very well. Well, it's great to talk with you. Big fans here when People Harbor are going to have you on. Multitude of reasons why. But you guys and what you're involved in captures to our listeners the moment of July 4th. Sad to say, Philadelphia doesn't do this patriotic salute. So 45 years of it. Tell us about this year's.
Well, it's going to be, you know, I always like to say that it's a little bit of new on a show that's old, right? We've got, you know, the show is always the same. We're going to give you great artists. We're going to give you great celebrations and moments. And we've been doing it for 45 years. And so we're going to give you all of that, except it's all going to be different people and different salutes. So we've got a great lineup of artists. Yolanda Adams, Abby Carter, Lauren Daigle, Lo Cash, The Beach Boys, The Temptations, Josh Turner, Trombone Shorty, and as always, Jack Everly with our National Symphony Orchestra. And so it's going to be wonderful music, celebratory music on such an incredible day. We also have great celebrations. It is the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, and our all-volunteer armed forces will be, you know, given a beautiful armed forces medley. And so it'll be great to see that. We're also honoring the Greatest Generation to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, paying tribute to the millions of Americans who served the nation in uniform. And we'll have several of our heroes in attendance. We will also salute our first responders. So we've got beautiful tributes. It's going to be great. And it ends, obviously, every year with the greatest fireworks show in the nation over the National Mall. So it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be celebratory. We're going to celebrate America's birthday, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
It's the perfect capture of this. Big name artists, people want music. They have favorites. But also, on July 4th, it's not just another concert. It's just not another party. And you guys this year have a lot to work with the military, the 250th anniversary of the armed forces.
Absolutely. None of this happens without them, right? Our nation is not the same without our armed forces. And so we always try to celebrate them, and we will do that once again and make sure that they recognize how important they are to all of us.
So this is on PBS, Alfonso, time and all the rest of it on July 4th, on this July 4th.
Yeah, so Capitol 4th will be July 4th, this Friday coming up at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Now, while we have you here, of course, I have to ask you, for listeners, my wife particularly, do you have a favorite Dancing with the Stars moment? Is there one in the time that you've been doing it? we're friendly with Sean Spicer. That was great a moment. The outfit.
Oh.
We still get on him. And Tucker okay. Tucker Carlson sitting in a chair.
I shouldn't say I have one favorite moment. Obviously, doing my season, you know, the greatest moment is when they call your name at the end, right? Where they they tell you that you all that work you've put in ends up with that Mirrorball trophy that's sitting about 4 feet from me right now. So that's the favorite moment. But you know, the best part of that show for me was all the friendships that I made, and those friendships have now, you know, become like family. I mean, we do Thanksgiving at my house every year. Most of the dancers come over and hang out. You know, several of the dancers are incredible, tight with us and the family, and the kids look at them as aunts and uncles. And so it's a beautiful friendship that have come out of that show. And so it's not one particular moment, but it's those moments that, that most of the people don't see, the friendships that have been created, the family atmosphere that is that show.
And the Fresh Prince, any sense of moments or friendships or connections still with that?
Well, obviously the friendships have been, you know, 30 years and running, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the friendships that have come out of that show, obviously I still talk with everyone. They are family. It's not even a question. But I guess one of my favorite moments was something that ended up on air, but it was, completely ad-libbed where, some people might remember it where, you know, I drop down onto the floor and I pull myself with my hands. It looks like I'm literally, you know, levitating on the floor, and I run through all the different sets and in through the audience. And this was just for fun during the taping. And then it ended up on the show. So we loved breaking that fourth wall. And so that was one of my favorite moments.
Parting question. What's next for you in addition to this? PBS, 8 o'clock on July 4th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. What's next for you, Alfonso?
Well, the next is a lot of what has been, right? So obviously, Dancing with the Stars airs live in the fall on ABC. America's Funniest Videos airs in the fall. I also have Jack Hanna's Passport that will also the new season will start airing in the fall. ABC morning, Saturday morning. So the three shows that I've got, and you know, I'm very proud. I did a special presentation with Allison Hannigan that aired a couple weeks ago called AFP, America's Funniest People. And so hopefully we'll see whether that gets picked up and whether we can shoot more of those. But we've got a lot of things running, and I couldn't be happier, couldn't be busier, but also happier.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for this tribute to the military, the nation, and the true July 4th. PBS, 8 o'clock Eastern, this coming July 4th. Alfonso, thank you. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
All right, what a nice guy. What a good guy. How appropriate their ceremony is. By the way, it's the magic minute that you're allowed to make your floor speech. The Jeffries now has gone on for over 8 hours. I bet Trump is somewhere on the phone with Mike Johnson saying, I told you, go over there and get him out of there. Could we see the gendarmes coming down? Madeline, Maxine Waters, currency Maxine, apparently, and I can see this more clearly now, there's almost no one in the chamber except these women who are kind of putting hands on Jeffries to give him space here, whether they've fallen asleep or not. Maxine Waters tagged in. Talk about last ditch. What do you do if he keeps on talking? Well, I guess he can keep on talking. That's what they're going to allow it to be, thinking they have the pad. At some point, they'll vote on this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming to you, we'll get some of your calls in. Hit us with that all-time sports film and the moment, or the quote from it that you really like. There's still some really good ones out there. Get your name into the hat, and we'll be ready to go on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Akeem Jeffries is done talking. All right, they're carrying off on their shoulders the great magic minute, the great moment. And here I thought they were going to tag in Kerosene Maxine Waters. Ends his marathon speech. I think we have him from 4:56, so it's got to be over 9 hours, roughly, of just reading constituent letters. All right, so does this mean before the end of the show, that's what I'm interested in. I want to announce, we want to have that moment that the big, beautiful bill is passed. All right, let's get, stop the dithering now. He did his speech. Move him off. Let's get to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start the roll call. I'm not sure if that's what they're going to do. Is there some other dithering moment here of something they have to do? My God. You know, all the pomp and circumstance, that's ridiculous. Yeah, it's just Democrats in there. There are no Republicans. Is that Brian Fitzpatrick lurking there somewhere? All right, so we'll see if they bring them the order, get the Republicans back in. Please, let's start voting here. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
And Happy Independence Day to everyone, your staff, and everyone who's listening.
Thank you, Joe.
Good old Hakeem Jeffries, let's call him the Spartacus of narcolepsy.
Yeah, between now and the end of the show, the Spartacus of narcolepsy. The woman with the sunglasses didn't fool us. My God.
No, her chin hit her chest about 14 times.
Yeah,
in the
and
last
then the tag in Maxine Waters to come up for moral support. Oh, my goodness.
God almighty. They're throwing all the barrels at us.
Yeah.
Dom, my side answer, I'd like to think it appeals to the purest in all of anyone's passions. Whether you're 6 foot one and a half and think you could dunk a basketball, or you're 5 foot nine and think you could hit a baseball 420 feet. And it's that scene in Field of Dreams where Ray Liotta is asking for almost like a second chance in life when he says, and man, this gets to my heart every time. I could watch this thing 14 times a week and the line still gets to me. I love this game and I would play it for food money. That says it all to me. If you really love what you do, you do it at any cost.
Yeah, absolutely. And those that don't, Joe, it's like we can't understand. And I get it. They have to travel. They have to do all that stuff. But think about the average male, particularly. You know, I'd go and play in the NBA. Of course, I'll be back by noon. But you know, if you can put me in the NBA tomorrow guarding a guy, I'll tell you this: I'm getting all 6 fouls in. I don't care if I'm in for a minute.
Dom, I'll tell you, later in my career, I played in the South Jersey Semi-Pro League. And lo and behold, Al Holland pitched in that league.
Ah.
And it was an honor and a thrill batting against him. A buddy of mine from St. Joe's took him deep with a high fastball, which his fastball at the time was only coming in at maybe 88 miles an hour. But just knowing how much Al Holland, I think he just had gotten released from the Yankees. I think he played with the Giants, mm-hmm. the Phillies, and the Yankees. And he just had gotten released, and he was waiting for his next chance at, you know, continuation.
Yeah. Joe, what's the fastest pitch you've ever been in the box for? Do you know?
96 miles an hour in the College World Series.
Oh, my God. What was it like? Were you afraid?
No, because, Dom, it was straight as a string. The guys you had to worry about were the guys that threw maybe 88 to 90 who could – take it inside on you, and the ball would come right out over the plate.
Yeah.
I
had the fear of this. My first pair of glasses, we went downtown. My parents got them for me. And they had in the window, Joe, back then, Ryan Doran's glasses. They looked like the bottom of the Coke bottles.
Yeah.
He was allegedly an alcoholic. He was a relief pitcher, so he wasn't going to bat. And he allegedly threw at 100 miles an hour. And
he looked like one of the Hanson brothers.
Yeah, and I remember Willie Mays and all suddenly an open stance, swinging at anything. Let me out of here. Can you imagine?
Yeah, like an Al Roboski or Goose Gossage. You don't know where that ball was going.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Joe. Henry, have you ever batted against anybody that fast?
No, not that fast. I mean, high 80s tops, but nothing
96,
like that.
Even if straight. God. And then if they're throwing a slider or something at you.
Yeah,
oh,
goodbye.
My God, yeah. All right, Mike Johnson is speaking after Jeffries now. Good night, everybody. Come on, Mike. That's what you ought to be saying. Let's move the show along here. We don't need any refreshing. Let's get to the vote. I like what he said, the Spartacus of narcolepsy. 855, we need some names for that performance by Jeffries today. He was coached, of course, by Cory Booker. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Said the money melody early? That choice is, all right.
No, not quite. I got something special for the money melody.
Ah, very good. And we have a great prize for the money melody. I think we have those tickets still, right? For the,
yes.
Where's my,
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart, One Last Time tour. Hakeem Jeffries will be backing him up. All right. So it looks like sometime, maybe, if Mike Johnson ever stops, come on, stop already. No one wants to hear you. Let's just get the vote done here. You know, they got fearless President Trump and it was a standing ovation. That's about the only thing Johnson's saying here. And the final vote, do they have the votes? I would assume so. And that's why we're going to go down that path. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, though, it might be time for a lawsuit. Remember the Trump lawsuit over the Iowa poll that was so wildly off? It was obviously someone biased doing it. That's still ongoing. What about in Jersey? Jack Cettarelli was on yesterday. It was incredible. They would have you believe the poll that just came out after that interview yesterday that he's down 20 points, 20, to Mikey Sherrill. Now, the last time he ran, at least against an incumbent governor, even though a doofus, they had him down 26 points. I'll give you the innards of the poll. And look, I realize Jersey's a strange place. I'm looking at the breakdown, not just the general who's ahead of what. And these people in this poll actually favor Sherrill over Cettarelli when it comes to law and order and when it comes to affordability. Who do they think made Jersey unaffordable? Jack Cettarelli, businessman? Or the Democrats, the progressives, the Murphys, and all these others? That's why Jersey's so tough to win. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom Henry, it's really good to talk to you guys today. Before I get to the side question, I was looking at the Alligator Alcatraz, the layout, yes, where it is. And this is genius, Dom, because not only is it going to keep the people in, but you will not see any publicity-seeking members yes, of Congress running down there to get a photo op. And you're not going to see any Antifa scumbags along with their fellow miscontents and misfits going down there to have a riot or act like knuckleheads. And that's when it occurs to me. I said, this is genius. There's probably places throughout the country where we could have that kind of thing. And sadly, it's not because we need the security more. It's because we need to keep these morons out. And it's like a two-way yeah, prison we have to make for these people, you know?
That is a great point. And remember, Madeline Dean was going to go to El Salvador. I wonder if she'll go to Alligator Alley.
No, she'll fly over Alligator Alley, just like Kamala flew over the border. I'm going to go, for my side question, I'm going to go with the Bad News Bears. I tend to go with funny if I'm undecided. But the scene in there is when and Walter Matthau was great in that movie, but when he was giving out the athletic supporters and Tatum O'Neal says, well, I'm a girl, so I don't need this. So she threw it at him. So the rest of the players said, well, if she ain't wearing it, neither am I. And they all threw their supporters at him, which I thought was
funny.
Well,
you know, just a little fact. I don't want to get too personal, but I'll ask Henry. Henry, this will surprise you. And I played basketball, pretty good high school. I never wore an athletic supporter. Are we talking a jock strap?
No, neither did I.
Oh, okay, good.
No job,
Robert, did you wear an athletic supporter?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, and I even when I was doing wrestling, which was a big mistake,
oh,
but
yeah,
much like Scott, if anybody feels like they need lessons on how to hit a baseball, I'm your guy. Everybody on my team, and I coached for like 5 years, just Little League, but everybody got a hit by the end of the year, and that was my main accomplishment. But I'm very good at watching somebody hit and telling them how to fix their stance to change their batting style. So,
oh, that's great stuff. Now, how about you personally? What's the fastest pitch you've ever looked at? Do you know?
79 miles an hour.
How fast did that look?
Well, I had been in the batting cages, so it didn't take me by surprise. But I found that I had to break my own rule and lower my arm a little bit in back so that I could get a better jump on the ball, you know. But you got to swing early, and you got to know how to have a proper stance and swing level.
Well,
and
look, I would say hitting major league pitching for two reasons. One, you could get killed in any moment. And two, you know, it's hard
it's
to believe.
It's
the hardest thing in sports. Easily the
Absolutely.
Hardest thing in sports. Henry, you agree? You're a sports guy.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
If you succeed 30% of the time, you're a major star.
You're a Hall of Famer.
You guys have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think it's the hardest thing. I mean, and that's a real thing. I only got hit a few times playing, never in the head. And I can't imagine, you know, particularly knowing Ryan's out there in the mound. Oh, my God.
I always think about there's one game I played as a kid, and the same kid hit me in a game three times.
No charge in the mound?
No, because you know what? After each and every time he hit me, he came up. He's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry."
That's good.
Just profusely apologizing. Yeah. It was like to the point. I was like, "I get it. No, got it the first two times, and this third time's a little overkill."
Was it in the head or anything like that?
No, the back and the leg. But he threw hard. You know, it was probably it was like late middle school. He was probably throwing like high 70s.
Oh man, yeah, that's smart. Okay, that's the side question today. Great ones, as I expected. all-time sports film and hit us with the language or the scene, the quote, is what we're looking for. Watching Mike Johnson. Oh, goodness. Come on, Mike. I only have another hour here of the show. I may have to go overtime. I want to say the big, beautiful bill has passed. If they vote after he's done speaking, then I think it will. And I just want to be ready for a YouTube moment. If Brian Fitzpatrick jumps into the ring, he ought to come off his desk to jump into the ring. Do they have the four votes? Apparently not. It's Massey and Fitzpatrick that still might vote against it. Do they have two other people that want to do it at least symbolically once? What else can Democrats do? They've exhausted every... the fire alarm. Where's Jamal Bowman? Remember pulling the fire alarm?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be in there for life for that trick. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Big 2 o'clock hour. Big prize for Dom's Money Melody. Get your name into the hat, too. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.